from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Immunization against COVID-19 for 5 to 11-year-olds is now available from the Porcupine Health Unit. Walk-ins are allowed, but program manager Kendra Brunet says she highly encourages appointments so the health unit can create a calm environment for the youngsters.
But we do have walk-in clinics across the district, and we would see youth and children at the walk-in clinics as well if that was the best environment or easiest clinic to access.
All the relevant information, including advice if you're on the fence about having your kids inoculated, is on the Health Unit website. Two more confirmed diagnoses of COVID-19 bring the PHU's running total to 2,267. They're both in Timmins. For decades, police and allied organizations have been preaching about the dangers of driving while impaired by alcohol or drugs. Yet events like the annual Festive Ride program are still needed to drive the message home. Timmins Police Sergeant Tom Chippeha says people are still not getting the message.
Police services throughout not only Ontario but Canada are finding that the number of impaired drivers, particularly those with drugs, has increased.
Chippeha says that's especially true in younger demographics. Festive Ride is a stepped-up enforcement program until January 2nd. Expect to see more roadside stops anytime, day or night. The ongoing response to the COVID-19 pandemic, reconciliation, and climate change are some of the areas covered in the speech from the throne, marking the opening of the 44th Parliament. The government is promising that COVID-19 aid supports, including benefit programs for workers and businesses, will continue. Housing affordability initiatives and $10 a day childcare deals with the provinces are also being promised. In addition, criminal sanctions for threatening healthcare workers were announced. Around 500 cattle have died because of flooding in BC. That's the preliminary assessment from the province's Dairy Association, with the deaths taking place in the Abbotsford and Yarrow areas. Officials say the death toll could climb higher if there's more flooding. Of the approximately 23,000 cattle in the region, an estimated 6,000 have been moved out of the flood zone to other farms. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.